Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined live by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, we are starting to recover from the coronavirus pandemic lockdown, and you're seeing some numbers from Central Valley employers.
Yeah. It's kind of a glimmer of hope after, you know, everything that's been happening the last several months. So the unemployment numbers for May came out last week, and while they're still very high, they aren't as high as they were in April. So, it's evidence that businesses are probably starting to rehire the people they had to lay off at the start of everything back in March. And it actually follows a national trend. So back in May, about 2.5 million Americans went back to work. So that's looking like that's happening here. In Fresno County, last month, unemployment was 15.7%, and that's down from 16.9% in April. So, it's a respectable dip when a lot of people expected those numbers could possibly just keep deepening. And just to give perspective, it's up from 6.5% in May of last year. So it's still, these are still pretty bad numbers. And in most counties, part of this is, farms were starting to hire people again in May. So, that's sort of a normal seasonal increase. It's good to hear what industries are starting to add jobs. Construction was one of them. Hospitality, hotels took a really big hit. Manufacturing, those sorts of jobs. Good to see that they're coming back. We had about 3,000 of those jobs added last month in Fresno County. But they were offset by big drops in government jobs, local and state, and retail employment. And that kind of played out all over. So Kings County, their rate last month of unemployment was 16%, down from 17. Darrow is 15.2, down from 16.7 in April. 18.4 in Tulare County, the highest in the Central Valley, down from 19.3%. So, like you said, some encouraging signs.
Yeah, that's nice news to hear on a Monday morning, and we stay with the COVID and a Fresno business doing something to help around the world.
Yeah, this is a business called Universal Meditech. They moved into Fresno last year from Tulare. So, that's always an interesting story, when you bring in a new employer. They normally manufacture vitro diagnostic devices, like testing kits for women who are... They've gotten into the business of producing COVID-19 antibody tests. They've made about 100,000 of these kits so far, more than that. It works by pricking a patient's finger. Some solution is added, and if you've been exposed to the virus. This company has pretty deep ties, supply chains in China. So they've also been importing a lot of PPE and donating it to local first responders. So, Universal Meditech, a local business, doing their part.
Hey, Gabe, make sure you find some shade this week, okay?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I know. It's that time of year. That time of year, buddy. We're going to be 107 by Saturday. So.
Holy moly.
Always great hearing from you, Gabe. Have a decent week, brother.
You too, Tony.